The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord.
There's a lot going on in this gospel passage. There's a good bit that could be explained, as it were. I think we have to see that, you know, this first image, of course, is not a neutral one. Jesus asks, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?" Well, he is the bridegroom. Yeah, and throughout the scriptures, we see that image used to refer to the covenant that God has with his people. God will marry his people. And so it's not neutral at all that Jesus uses this image. Of course, the Pharisees are asking about fasting here and the fact that Jesus' disciples are not fasting. Well, the fasting, for instance, when the Babylonians, some 500-600 years before this, destroyed the temple, fast days were set up in remembrance of that. And Jesus then, in that sense, is not looking backwards to say, whether it's looking back to a golden era, which I don't think is exactly the sentiment of the thing anyway, or he's not looking back to say, like, this, look at the symbol, God with his people here in the temple. No, he's accomplishing the work of the temple now in its fullness. And so he's accomplishing the wedding feast of heaven on earth that the temple was always meant to point to. And so why then would his disciples be keeping this fast that commemorated that particular event when the fullness, the reality is there, not only on display, but walking among them, drawing the story to its rightful conclusion. So all this is going on. But the images that Jesus is using then is to talk about the old and the new and how the old and the new don't mix. And it's important because, of course, whether it's looking back, as the Pharisees were wont to do, or even, I would say, looking around in the sense of the old world governed by the old man and so on and so forth. Like the non-renewed person, the person, say, not born again, the world is governed by these, I don't say, there's not rules and regulations, more like habits of heart and mind. And so how does the old and the new mix, even for us? Right? Are we looking around and saying, okay, well, yeah, sure, okay, Jesus is doing this new thing. I'm just going to take that new thing. I'm going to take Jesus and put him onto like my life, or like try to fit him in somewhere. And this is the sense of things like this is not going to work. This is not going to work at all. And I think it's perhaps somewhat significant. We can make the connection anyway. That today we celebrate MLK Day, right? We celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. and of course the civil rights movement. And you think, well, this is not in this sense a new grafted onto the old. This is, say, revolutionarily new. And then it's like you make the commitments to what is right and good and true, and then everything else has to follow on from there. It's not like we get to say, okay, well, like these are the things that we want to keep as we move into this new realm, this new world. So like, let's make sure that we're able to maintain this thing and that thing. And so, you know, as center of power and authority, or the pleasures that we have, or the comforts, or whatever, the resources, the riches and the rest. So we need to make sure that we keep all that, but we also want to do this new thing as well. And it's not the way that it works. What has to happen is we adopt the new priorities, like the things that come prior, the things that are most important. We adopt them, and then we see what happens from there. This is very similar to what I was talking about the other day with abortion. We can't believe at this point that we're able to simply live our lives the way that we've always lived them and be able to accomplish on the margins the doing away with abortion. It's not going to happen. What we have to do is we have to adopt the priority, new set of priorities, the new work that God is calling His church to, and then we have to figure everything out from there, right? If that demands everything, then so be it. Then we give it everything, and then we figure out the rest from there. But this is, you know, these are kind of macro examples. The micro examples are really like, what are we doing with our life? Right, with our individual life and with our corporate life as a church. And there we have Saint Anthony today to give us some direction. What did he do? He took the gospel seriously. Sell everything you have and follow me. And Saint Anthony followed the call of Christ into the desert. Right, he's the first desert father in this sense. He goes off to be with God, to battle the devil and temptation and the rest, and live his life in holiness. And he drew a lot of people to himself as a result. He drew a lot of people to Christ Jesus as a result. But it was all because he was faithful to the call. And that was a new thing. Yeah, in the church's history, that was a new thing. But the new thing actually was what Jesus was doing in him and what Jesus wanted to work through him. And that's for us what it is. Jesus wants to do the new thing in us and through us, and we have to then follow the call of Christ. And that's what it is. We can't stop and say, you know, I'm going to follow the call of Christ, but on my terms. You know, I'm going to follow the call of Christ, but I have to be able to maintain this or keep this or still be able to do this or what. No, it doesn't work like that. I have to follow the call of Christ, period. What comes in wake of that, it is what it is. But the reordering of our lives has to happen around the call of Christ Jesus. And today we have that example of Saint Anthony to show us the way. And we have, of course, Jesus calling us, telling us he wants to do a new thing. He wants to breathe a new world into existence. And he's going to do it primarily through his faithful followers. It's ours then to come before him and say, yes, of course, I will. I give you my all, Jesus, and I ask you to transform my entire life so I can be about your work in the world.